Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to today's episode of Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos. Trust you had a refreshing weekend and you're raring to take on this new week as overcomers. Now, still going in our loaded scripture, Psalm 119, our topic today is a heart devoted to God. We're now in the eighth stanza, which corresponds to the Hebrew alphabet Het, whose numerical value is 8. And why is this so important, you may ask? This alphabet represents a number of things in Hebrew, but the one I'd be focusing on today is its representation regarding discipleship to Jesus. And this is what the psalmist describes in this stanza. As a disciple, one whom the Lord has satisfied with goodness, he promises his devotion to the obedience of God's word because God's word keeps him on the right path. He considered everything about his life, the threats to his life, and he came to the conclusion that continuous prompt obedience to God's word was the best decision he could make for his life. He yearns for God's goodness according to God's covenant or the promise God had already made him. And this brings to my mind Moses' encounter with God on the mount in Exodus 34, when God revealed his covenant name Yahweh to him. God promises his eternal goodness towards humanity, and he kept that promise in Christ. This is another thing the alphabet Het represents, a covenant or the doorway to life. Worship, therefore, is our response to God's covenant. The combination of worship and meditation of the word is what keeps us in the flow of his light or his wisdom, which we need for success in life. The psalmist desires for the Lord to disciple him. And like Mary, who chose the one needful thing and sat at the feet of Jesus to learn of him, so must those of us who would follow him deny ourselves and pick up our crosses daily. The psalmist affirms this by choosing to set his feet on the trail God blazed. This is one of the verses in that stanza. So what are our takeaways for today? One, worship is our response to God's goodness towards us. Two, meditating on God's word is at the heart of discipleship, the one thing that's needed for life. The way God reveals the path of life to us and showers us with his love. And finally, Paul encapsulates this, all of this, in his letter to the Ephesian church when he wrote, "In him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in himself as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Christ, which are in heaven and on earth." In conclusion, the psalmist continues to drive deeper into the heart of God by pursuing his word as the secret to life. He desires to be completely immersed in God's word and be surrounded by those who revere his word. What a way to live. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I am satisfied by my Father's love. I eagerly follow his word. My feet are planted on his appointed path for me. I am surrounded by his love. He trains me to live by his word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, his wisdom instruct you, and his love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.